Book Lovers Podcast, Episode 8.
Welcome to the Book Lovers Podcast. I'm Andrea, and today I'm joined by Laura and Samantha. We're going to discuss fairy tale retellings. This episode is brought to you by Library Card Sign Up Month. Don't have a library card? Sign up! You can get an e-card by visiting claremontlibrary.org/e-card or visit any of our 10 branches. Listening while driving or working out? Don't worry about missing any of the book titles mentioned. I've listed them on our page for this podcast, so visit claremontlibrary.org/podcast or email us at info@claremontlibrary.org for book suggestions. Laura, have any fairy tale retellings to share?
Do I? Okay, so fairy tales are one of my favorite things, and my first book is one of my favorite fairy tales. It's a retelling of the story about the 12 dancing princesses.
Oh,
it's
called, love that. Sorry,
I know,
ahead.
How do you not? Favorite. It's called Entwined by Heather Dixon, and it's her debut novel. So, Princess Azalea is ready for a future of beautiful gowns, dashing suitors, and balls filled with dancing, because when you're princess,
that's what
who
you
is
do.
Not ready for that, right? Then it's taken away, and Azalea is trapped in her room. Downer. The mysterious keeper, capital K, understands he's trapped too. He's been held for centuries within the walls of the palace. He makes Princess Azalea an offer she should, but can't, refuse. She obviously doesn't watch horror movies, or she would totally know better than to make a bargain with a creepy entity known as the Keeper. Every night, Azalea and her 11 sisters step through the enchanted passage in their room to dance in the Keeper's silver forest, but there's a cost. The Keeper likes to, keep things. Azalea may not realize how tangled she is in his web until it's too late. Dun, dun, dun.
Yes.
So, yeah, loved it.
That's solid. Solid read. Like that one.
All right. Samantha?
Yes. So I have one. It starts off as a retelling of Beauty and the Beast. It's a court, and I'm going to screw it up. There's three now. A Court of Thorns and Roses is the first one by Sarah Maas.
Oh, I think there's...
Are there four? I think there's four. I should know this because I just finished the last one. I can't remember now if it was
sure.
book three or
read
book four.
So many, it's
but I know.
Hard
like, oh, where am I? Who am I? What am I talking about? So there's that series. The first book starts off as Beauty and the Beast, and you think that's what it is. It's just straight up Beauty and the Beast. Here's this girl, finds the monster, loves the monster, and then there's a twist at the end, and it takes off in a totally different direction and becomes its own series, and it's a beautiful series with gorgeous elven world, high epic fantasy kind of thing. So I really love it.
Aww,
and I know that's just bandwagony
great.
Of me, but it's
so
good. So
you get into book one,
so
and
good.
You get taken off into
yeah.
book two,
and it's
and
familiar. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. That's good.
Laura, do you have any others?
Well,
any bonus
of
packs?
Course I do. So my next one is, actually it was one of Sam's recommendations, so she's
cool.
to blame for this. It's Heartless by Marissa Meyer, and
yes.
it's her first standalone book. So it's a prequel to Alice in Wonderland, where you discover the Red Queen's backstory. So long before she was the terror of Wonderland, she was just a girl who wanted to fall in love. Catherine is one of the most desired girls in Wonderland and a favorite of the unmarried King of Hearts. But of course, her interests lie elsewhere. She wants to open a bakery with her best friend. But according to her mother, such a goal is unthinkable for the young woman who could be the next queen. Because who wants a bakery when you could be queen?
Right.
Then Kath meets Jest, the handsome and mysterious court joker. For the first time, she feels the pull of true attraction. At the risk of offending the king and infuriating her parents, she and Jest enter into an intense secret courtship. Kath is determined to define her own destiny and fall in love on her terms. But in a land thriving with magic, madness, and monsters, fate has other plans. So, I thought that was awesome. It was heartbreaking and made me weep at the end.
Ditto. Wept.
Yeah.
Sobbed.
Just, yes.
This can't be true.
Ugly
can't.
Cried.
Ugly cried. Yeah. Yeah.
It was. So, and as a bonus, if you like the whole How Did the Queen of Hearts Get to Be the Queen of Hearts, there's a book by Colleen Oakes, similar story, called Queen of Hearts. So there you go,
very
right?
Aptly named.
Yes. Hiding nothing with that one.
Yeah. The Queen of Hearts.
All right. Any others?
Yeah, I have one more Beauty and the Beast mixed with else. It's Beauty and the Beast and also a retelling of a C.S. Lewis, like, short story.
Okay.
With it's a C.S. Lewis reimagining of a Greek myth. Okay. The tale of Cupid and Psyche, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So the book is Cruel Beauty by Rosamund Hodge, and it starts off with a girl who knows she's going to be wed to a monster, and she's kind of dreading this fate, and it's always been her, and her sister is free, and the emotions that go with that, and then she goes, and the monster isn't quite what she expected, and they enter into this whole I hate you, I love you relationship, and she realizes he's captured as well. He's a slave as well to his fate, and so she has to go through and break the curse. Very strong heroine, unlikable at times, but that makes it realistic. I didn't expect to like it as much as I did, but cool. it was pretty good.
Good.
Very dark.
Yeah. Hey, nothing wrong with the darkness.
Some very nice picks on this podcast. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to Book Lovers Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play, and remember to rate and review our podcast. Follow us on Twitter at Claremont Library. Until next time, read on, reader. Thank you.